punk and the schooner. No one is punk. And the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner.
Amazing show number 14 of Noise Punk and Das Crooner. I am Das Crooner, but Gene, who the hell are you?
Yo, I am Noise Punk. Yo, what's up? This is show number 14, Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Charles, where did you grab my balls when you said amazing?
You think that's funny?
That's not that funny.
You're an idiot.
Tonight we got Vodka Nighter here at Noise Punk Studios,
just
and
a little bit,
we got a very special guest. That's what we always say.
We always say that, but it's actually true for the record.
For the record, it's true today because we have a not a composer. You know, we get these composers in here and they talk about their music and shit. The guys don't know what the fuck they're saying.
Watch your mouth,
Gene. All right, sorry. Tonight we have bassist.
Composer.
Bassist. He plays a lot of different types of basses. Matt Fields. Yo, say hello.
Hello, Matt Fields. Welcome.
Thanks. Show 14. Wow. Who would have thought it would have lasted, eh?
Nobody.
And I can't believe it's taken you this long to get me in here.
Well, your agent was, hard to get in touch with.
Anyway, I guess I'm happy to be here for your show 14.
Oh, I didn't sound happy at all. Shit.
Well, ego alert! Ego alert!
Well, the one thing I'll tell you that you've been on the show many times playing wise, and we've talked. Haven't we mentioned his name? Even back to the Carlos and Damien days, I remember.
We
I
did indeed.
The bass concert, we always mentioned Matt Fields, the gay bassist from New York. We're always.
Well, there's a composer, Matthew Fields, that also.
There is, yeah, yeah.
And thus, that's why his name comes up. Sorry, nothing personal, Matt. No, but
that's fine. So he's the gay bassist from New York.
I think he's a composer.
I'm the
heterosexual
bassist from New Zealand.
Oh, yes, he's from New Zealand, by the way. Yes. Represent. Charles, ask your question.
Ask a question.
No, your question. You always ask a composer.
What the hell are you doing playing crazy, unique stuff? Hey.
Stick to the format.
Why aren't you doing pop music like all the other rich guys? Why are you in such in a genre when there's very little money involved?
I am playing pop music.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting.
Alert.
Anyway. Well,
it's hard for Charles to ask a question while I'm distracted.
Well, no, I mean pop music, but what you play is you have the music you play has a certain authenticity that transcends pop, classical, whatever, and it's in a genre that's not considered quote unquote money making, and yet you're an artist. In other words, a struggling artist. Why do you do that?
I think it's really great, struggling.
But what's your perception on that? If you have a perception,
I just like to play good music, and
that's
pretty much the whole philosophy, and that's why Gene and you and I and all the people that we work with get on pretty well, is because we pretty much share the view that you shouldn't discriminate between genres of music, and you can put a whole lot of different styles of music together on the same concert, and some of the stuff that I'm going to play tonight is actually pretty much pop music, which is fine too. So,
see, that's the answer. There was a purpose behind my question. You made me look like an idiot earlier.
Charles, only you could do that.
Yes, sir.
Only you could prevent forest fires.
And now, music segue. What do you want to play?
That was a good music segue. He talked about the music, and now he's going to play a piece by or from. Or do you want to start off as a bassist or as a composer tonight?
I'm going to start off. I guess I don't really have any plan of what I'm really going to play, so I'm just going to grab a CD. And this is very interesting collaboration where I guess we are all composers. I mean, we're all improvising over a certain form. And I'm going to play some ABCDX forms by this band called Bliggity Blam. Two electric bass players. I'm on fretless. Tim Kaya is on fretted. There's Nate Woolley, fabulous trumpet player. The writer and composer, I guess, of these forms, the conceptual artist is Brian McWhorter, who's also playing trumpet. Matt Aiken's on drums. And basically, there's just open forms. We improvise in a certain time signature and sometimes a certain specified key, playing whatever we want. And then that will be form A. And then the next section B will be something different, and we play something different. But then we have to remember what we played in A, because A might come back, and then we play C, D, and all that sort of stuff. So it's kind of interesting and kind of quirky, and I think you guys
let's hear it. What's the name of the piece?
Charles Liggity announced. Blam. It's the name of the band.
Charles has to announce it.
Oh, okay.
Music of Bliggity Blam featuring Matt Fields on electric bass here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. A, B, C, D, X Forms by the band known as Bliggity Blam, featuring bassist Matt Fields, our guest here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. That is some... Now that sounds more popish, but anyway.
I don't know what you're talking about. That was cool.
Quote, unquote.
And it sounded almost like it could have been written out. So Charles, go home and write that out, please.
Yeah, yes, sir.
So they could repeat it again.
I can do it. If anyone,
the old man knows how to do it.
Inside joke party of three. But anyway,
inside your butt. All right. Yeah. So, oh no.
Don't.
Okay. So we.
I spill vodka in the middle of the.
It's vodka night here at Noise Punk and Dust Crooner Studios, and we have Matt Fields, bassist from New York, New Zealand, via somewhere else. I don't know. And we've been working a lot with Matt. And with all these people, we have this group called Absolute Ensemble, if you guys might have heard.
Yeah.
And I think, Matt, what do you want to play next? I think that he has a trio with this guy. Why don't you talk about
the
trio with the pianist?
I have a trio with a pianist and a drummer.
Yeah!
Oh, you want me to talk more about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shake that thing!
Okay, so Matt Herskowitz and David Rosenblatt are the piano player and the drummer from Absolute Ensemble, and I'm the bass player. And so we have a trio together. We all met at Juilliard, actually, and
Juilliard.
I think I was the first guy in Absolute, and I got David into Absolute, and then David got Matt into Absolute.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I think that's how it happened.
The Absolute is mostly Manhattan School of Music Orchestra, but we got a couple of Juilliard guys. That's all right.
So,
jealous.
By the way, Charles is definitely cut off after spilling all that vodka.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yeah.
He's giggling like a little girl. Anyway,
that's some alcohol abuse.
We have this trio, and it's gone through many kind of different incarnations. The latest of which is called Mad Fusion.
Yeah, you have different names. They used
Mad
to call it
Fusion
HRP trio,
yeah,
I call it Herpes.
Herpes trio, but now it's actually Mad Fusion, and you can see us on madfusionmusic.com. MySpace, Mad Fusion, YouTube. You can look at some video from Mad Fusion. Mad Fusion, and
plugged
we're
by Mad Fields.
I guess we'll play first this. It's actually a kind of a written out piece. Mad Fusion is I guess what most people would loosely call a jazz trio, but we play all different styles of music. And this is actually a written out piece. It's only about a minute and 50 seconds. Called Electric Titan by Daniel Schneider.
Maybe we should play a couple of things. So you
guys, oh yeah, we'll play something else after that.
Yeah, okay.
I
actually, I just like to say that I wrote for Mad Fusion. They're all jazz cats, but they're also classical cats. They're from Juilliard, so it's fun to write for them because they could read anything. And this
jazz based,
but it doesn't all matter. And I wrote an hour and a half concerto for them. And which they haven't premiered yet, but soon hope.
Probably never be performed.
Or at least if it's performed once.
Hour and a half.
Their first performance will be this last. The world premiere means it's the last time it's ever going to be played.
Until for another 50, 100 years.
Exactly. So, and I hope that they play it sooner or later. But the great thing about, one of the great things is the pianist, Matt Herskowitz, I write difficult music, but when I showed him the part, I'm like, it's difficult. And he always says, no problem. And this is my favorite. When I show to a performer some music that's difficult, whatever, they don't care. But on the other hand, a drummer, Dave Rosenblatt is the opposite. Anything I show him, it's too hard, and he'll change it around.
Yeah.
Well, and Matt's somewhere in the middle.
He'll rewrite it. But Matt, you know, he'll say it's no problem, then he won't even practice it, you know.
But then he'll still play it.
I know. Well, this is actually a very good case in point, because it actually wasn't written for a trio. It was written for Absolute Ensemble. So basically, I'm playing the bass part, which was supposed to be the solo part. But now that Dave Rosenblatt rewrote the entire drum part, it's basically a double concerto for bass.
See,
and
that's
drums.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then Matt Herskowitz is playing all other parts, actually. So, like, a 15-piece ensemble, Matt is, like, doing the piano reduction that he came up with himself. He's just...
He does have 11 fingers.
A freak that way. Right. So, anyway, it's number... Number 11. This is on our disc, Forget Me Not. Oh, shit. Charles is going to introduce it.
Yeah, Charles, introduce it. Go ahead, Charles.
This is an excerpt from the Forget Me Not recording entitled, this is Electric Titan, featuring Matt Herskowitz on piano, David Rosenblatt on drums, and our guest Matt Fields on acoustic bass, correct? On a disc featuring the Herskowitz Rosenblatt project here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Electric Titan, written, by the way, by Daniel Schneider, featuring the Herskowitz Rosenblatt project, featuring also our guest Matt Fields on bass here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Good stuff.
Yeah, I was rocking. We had Daniel Schneider on the show some shows back. I don't remember what number it was, but I'm sure it was a good number.
It was a damn good number.
It was a damn good number, and we played a lot of his music, and here's some more Daniel Schneider and Matt Fields rocking it on the bass, and electric bass, not acoustic bass. I believe Charles made a little a bass faux pas.
Of course, you could have edited that out, but no, you didn't.
Charles, your mistakes are my glory.
That's good.
Thanks.
It works.
I don't know. It's the vodka night here at Noise Market. That's screwed.
Yeah, who's drinking most of it?
And Mr. Fields, Matt, what would you like us to hear while you play next?
Well, Gene, I thought that you thought this would be a perfect segue to a piece by yourself.
Damn, I got to edit that. What do you mean I thought? The guests, well, hello.
So, Gene, what do you...
Okay, which movement? Well, I wrote a bass concerto for Matt Fields, and it's called Lost Illusions. It's got four movements, and the first movement is for...
Electric bass.
The second movement is for...
Fretless electric bass.
The third movement is for...
Jazz pizzicato drum and bass styles, pre-recorded drum track.
Yeah. And the last movement is like a bass concerto with bold bass. Hello, bold can bass. You go? So
I would recommend movement four. That's really the climate.
I believe, though, we once played movement four on a Calvis and Damien show.
We also played movement one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, Matt, chooses. Pick a movement.
What's up?
Well, I think they're all great. I would have said movement 4 because it might be a little bit different from the other stuff we've played so far.
So let's do it.
But movement 3 is pretty cool too. You have a good recording of movement 3, right? Do you have a good recording with the bass? Because it was kind of hard to.
I have an absolute ensemble. We premiered this concerto in Adelaide, Australia, with the Adelaide Symphony. And the first time,
outdoors,
the third one,
we played outdoors with 30,000 people.
30,000 people watching us.
And at least 10 people really loved it.
At least 10, yeah. Easily. At least 10 people didn't throw something at me. So there's only 29,990 that threw something.
And half of those were my family.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, New Zealand, Australia, but they love each other, don't they?
I have an okay recording of it when we took this piece on tour with the Absolute Ensemble in Sweden. We did a tour of Sweden.
Bremen, right? Oh, you know, you have it. Yes, that's right. Yeah, I have the Bremen performance here.
Yeah, maybe the Bremen performance. Okay, we're going to pick a performance, and we'll tell you after the performance which one it is.
Right, cut.
Cut. Okay, Charles, announce the piece.
A movement from Lost Illusions by Gene Pritzker, otherwise known as Noise Punk, here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Performed by Matt Fields and the Absolute Ensemble.
Also known as the Outfielder.
Also known as the Outfielder, with Christian Jarvi conducting.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. We'll be right back. The Third Moon and Cadenza of Lost Illusions by Gene Pritzker for solo bass and orchestra featuring Matt Fields, our guest here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Well played indeed.
Oh,
well played, mate.
Yes. What are you doing, man? Yeah, they convert.
All right, so that was my piece at Matt Fields' premiere, and that was in Bremen in the Music Fest with the Absolute Ensemble Christian Jarvi, or Jarvi, as we
Jarvi.
Call it. Jarvi, you gotta roll your R's, you bastards.
Yeah, and he's got the umlaut, so.
Yeah, I'll umlaut you.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool. That was pretty hot, y'all. We played that piece a lot. We played it in Sweden, we played it in Switzerland, we played it in Adelaide, we played it in, Germany. Well, that was Germany. All right, Matt.
Yeah.
What's next?
Why that?
What's next? You wanted to go back to the trio? Do that? We recorded the CD maybe, 2.5 years ago now? And recently before that, Nina Simone had just passed away.
Dope!
And that's touching, Gene. I like
nice
little tribute there.
Charles, stop spilling shit, man.
I didn't spill anything.
And anyway, one of my favorite Nina Simone songs is For Woman. And if you've ever heard her sing it and play it on piano, it's she does four verses all about four different black women. And, you know, she's awfully bitter these days because her parents were slaves.
Damn.
You know, that kind of shit. But,
damn.
I mean, that kind of
stuff.
Yeah. But anyway, here's our version featuring my very first attempt at a bowed bass solo,
and it's very loud.
No, I've actually become more adventurous since then. But it's
Adventure with Matt Fields.
Four Women. Oh, Charles, take it away.
That's quite all right. Four Women. By who wrote this? Who wrote this again?
Nina.
It was Nina Simone. Okay.
You don't know who she is, do you, Charles?
I do know who she is. I thought she was a singer and she didn't compose because most singers don't compose. But anyway,
Charles.
I did not say that. Most singers. I'm an idiot. This is a.
She played piano too, right, Charles?
I know that. I heard that. Yeah, I've seen that. Four Women by Nina Simone on the Hirschkowitz Rosenblatt Project featuring bassist Matt Fields here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Four more women than Charles will ever get.
Four Women by Nina Simone, featuring the Hershkowitz Rosenblatt Project, now known as Mad Fusion, featuring, among other things, our bassist guest, Matt Fields. Yeah, I was getting to that. You may have heard some crucial solos for bass here. That was the great Matt Fields playing that. Well played, I must say.
You said that last track, Charles. You said that every track.
But because maybe...
No,
I'm just kissing your ass, you moron. But anyway.
He's got a bass concerto up his sleeve, so he's kissing your ass.
Yeah. Yes, that's
what
right.
What else you got?
That's
it's
right.
It's 43 minutes. We got some more time. Let's play some more music.
What do you want to play?
I thought there'd be a little bit more kind of witty repartee in this show, but I guess it's all about the music,
we
right?
We try. It's Vodka Night at Noise Punk and the Schooner. The brains are getting softer.
I met this interesting dog walker named Rich Woodson.
Let me give you some background music.
Bum, ba, da, 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 da. Walking the Dog by George Gershwin, in case you're wondering.
And anyway, he's a fantastic composer. And he writes some really, really, really out stuff. And in fact, he writes some, you know, he writes some pop music too. He has a rock band called Lemon Yellow, which is also fairly out there. But this is his real kind of serious music. It's for basically a jazz quintet setting. We've got Peter Epstein on soprano sax, Aaron Stewart on tenor, John Hollenbeck on drums, Rich Woodson's playing guitar, and myself on acoustic bass. He calls it maximalist music as opposed to minimalist music. Lots of lots of polyrhythms and stuff. It's all written out in his handwritten still. Yeah. Handwritten pencil on manuscript paper. Anyway, this is one of his more accessible pieces. It gets crazier from this. But this is called the Pornographic Subset. Oh, I just took Charles's job away again.
No,
sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, Charles likes to talk about porno.
Yeah, yes. The Pornographic Subset from an album titled Control and Resistance, Rich Woodson's Ellipsis, here featuring, among other things, Matt Fields, our guest. I said things. People.
And Control and Resistance is what happens when Charles watches pornographic movies.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kroner!
Thank you.
The Pornographic Subset by Rich Woodson's group Ellipsis, featuring our guest Matt Fields on bass here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Yeah, man, that was a mind fuck. Yeah, man.
You're a dirty old man, aren't you?
Yeah, sex, drugs, and marijuana.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Ba da da ba da. Close enough.
Okay, so that was Matt Fields featuring on the bass, playing some really complicated bass parts by Mr. Woodson over there.
All written out, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that extraordinary?
Yeah. Charles.
Awkward pause, party of three.
Charles, anyway. Your eyes are certainly looking lower these days. I believe you are looking at my midsection.
Absolutely.
Before you know it, balls across your nose. All right, so listen. What are you talking about here?
Yeah, you're.
I don't know.
It's vodka night, ladies and gentlemen.
It's vodka night here at Noise Punk Studios. Matt Fields is going to play us a solo piano piece.
Yes. He did.
Shy boy.
He got shy.
Matt.
We have time for one more, I guess?
We have one time. Matt Fields played with this guy. His name is Joe Jackson. Tell us about Joe Jackson. When I was a kid, he had this song called, how did that song go? Something about the night.
I don't know.
Steal Away at Night.
Well, he's had quite a few hit songs.
What was the one hit song that I know of his?
Well, there's one.
One
that goes, is she really going out with him?
It's not how it goes, but.
No.
I'm in love with Jesse's girl.
That's not him, I think.
No, it's not.
No. What about the night?
I think we
need
to edit the Rick Springfield out of this show.
That's Rick Springfield.
I know
Charles,
it is.
Play Rick Springfield.
Great
Charles
white boy music here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Something about the night. There's like...
there's lots of... There's a whole stepping out tune.
Yeah, stepping out.
Stepping out with my baby.
I remember I made out with my first boy in that song.
Don't you love it? Don't you love my segues, man?
Anyway... Joe Jackson wrote what he calls a symphony, which I think is a pretentious title because I would never call a piece of symphony, but Charles might.
Maybe.
Well, Joe Jackson was actually a piano player and a composer at the Royal College of Music in the 70s.
That's royally fucked up.
Before, in London, before he, became a pop star. And he always, had this kind of more composer-like attitude towards things. And when he made his millions of dollars... He decided that he would go back to kind of instrumental music, and the album before this, he had a string quartet on it, and then he did this album, which actually won a Grammy Award. Steve Vai's playing guitar on it.
Steve Vai!
It's more like a rock symphony, really. It's right. No more than probably 10 players. There's Wessel Anderson on saxophone, Terrence Blanchard on trumpet. Robin Eubanks.
Robin on trombone. Yeah. Kevin's with Jay Leno.
Yeah, he's too busy. Anyway, this, I guess we'll play the second movement. It's the one that I usually play for people, and it's the one that we probably have about enough time for.
No, we have time for anything. All right, Charles announced it.
Joe Jackson's symphony, you said?
Is it symphony number one, or is it just symphony?
Symphony, I guess.
By Joe Jackson.
Look at the fucking album.
Where is the album?
Oh.
That's my point. You make try to make me look at. You dumbass.
Did I give you back the album?
Yeah. By Joe Jackson here on Noise. C major arpeggio.
All right, never mind.
No, Joe Jackson.
It's in the computer.
I know, but you don't have the CD
cover.
No,
there's no cover. Edit.
I ain't editing a shit. Joe Jackson, Matt Fields on bass, Steve Vai on guitar. Fuck it. We'll be right back.
Now we're talking music of Joe Jackson,
the
second movement from his Symphony No. 1, featuring, among other people, Matt Fields, our bassist guest here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
It's Vodka Night at Noise Punk Studios. I think I've said that before.
Yeah.
Matt.
And I'll do it. That was a good way to end, I must say.
That was great. You know, Steve Vai is one of my all-time favorite guitarists.
Awkward pause. Party. Let us pray.
Let us all pray.
Spiritus Sanctus Domine.
All right. Anyway, we had Matt Fields in the show.
Aren't you a Jewish child?
Hey, I'm not Jewish. No, I just Jewish?
He's not circumcised. He's just got a small dick. So the thing is, Matt Fields was on our show. Matt, thank you very much. We love to hear
thank
the
you.
Music.
We didn't play any pop music.
Oh, well, let's play something for the end. What do we got? Let's play something and we'll come out.
Why don't we do that instead of our usual outro music? Why don't we play that instead?
How about a pinch of fucking nipple?
You're a moron, man.
What are we playing?
Let's do number two.
What is it?
Oh, this is Quasi Lulu.
Quasi Lulu.
Rona Figueroa is a very talented singer-songwriter, and she broke up with the drummer and fired her band. So,
no, what happened?
You will never hear this music live
again
anymore.
Oh, you're not in the band anymore?
But we do have a fantastic CD that's available on
the band broke up? I didn't know.
I guess it's on Amazon. Under Quasi Lulu.
It's not a full Lulu, it's a Quasi Lulu.
She's still playing, I think, but it's definitely nothing like this.
You're not in it anymore?
No.
Shit.
There you go. On that happy note.
That ain't happy at all, man.
Yeah. Well, do you want this to be our concluding music?
No, let's just play this and then we'll talk a little more.
Quasi Lulu featuring Matt Fields, our bassist guest here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Listen up close, 'cause it's time to tell the truth. I'm drunk, ready to boast of my love for you. It's gotta be now. I'm gonna be sobering soon. You see, I'm just a coward. Now's the hour to see me through. I'm opening up my cry.
It's all just a lie, with or without the alcohol. As long as you stay, my dizziness remains.
Now that's not a bad way to end. Music of Quasi-Lulu featuring...
Not a Fulu, but a Quasi-Lulu.
Our guest, Matt Fields, on bass. And that'll do it for the end of Noise, Punk, and Dust Crew.
Matt, thank you very much for
Matt's
being on the show.
Matt's flirting with me,
say
in
bye-bye.
Case you're wondering out there.
Say bye-bye, Matt.
Say bye-bye, Matt.
Bye-bye.
No, come on, say some more. It's a pleasure to be in
the
show.
It was a pleasure to be. I hope
something.
It was...
Something.
Oh, sorry, guys. I had such a great time. I'm going to email, you know, my whole family in New Zealand and everybody...
Gay.
On my mailing list, listen to the show, and you know, it's going to be great. You guys are going to have a lot of fans. Actually, I don't think I should email my family.
Yeah, we're cursing too much.
Yeah, you're cursing too much, a little bit.
And here comes the music.
My name is Noise. Oh, that will do. Wait, what do we say after this?
I'm Das Kooner,
and I am Noise Punk.
And until next time,
I'm the outfielder.
That's the outfielder.
And until next time, noise to you.